Today's daf is Brachos Daf Chav Gimel. We are holding on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. Chav Beis Amud Beis. Haya Omid B'Tfilu V'Nisker Shu Balkari. If a person is in the middle of davening and then he realizes that he's a Balkari, Lo Yafsik Ali Yekater. So he shouldn't stop his tefillah, but he should be Mekater his tefillah. He should shorten it as much as possible. Yarad Litbal. If a person went to the mikvah, Yachal Alus L'Schasos V'Likros Hachol Tayan Itzachama Yal V'Ischas V'Yikra. So if he's able to get up, get out, and dress himself before Netzachama, so then let him get out and dress himself and say Kriyashma. V'imlav, but if he's not able to do all of that in time, Yischase b'mayim v'yikra. Then he should cover himself up with the water and read and say Shema while in the water. V'lo yischase lo b'mayim arayim v'lo b'mayim mishra, but he shouldn't use smelly water, meaning if the mikveh is smelly, then you can't rely on that as a covering. And if the mikveh is laundry water, or if he's bathing in laundry water, which is disgusting water, so then also he shouldn't use it to cover himself up. Unless he mixes in fresh water with it, and that will make it better. How much does he have to distance himself from disgusting things like excrement and the like before saying Kriya Shema? So Dalet Amos, you have to stay 4 Amos away from any such disgusting things before saying Shema. Tan Rabbanan Gemara says Brisa, Hayomid Bitfilu V'Nisker Shu Balkari Lo Yafsik Al Yekatzer. Just like the Mishnah said, if a person is in the middle of davening, he realizes he's Balkari, don't stop davening, just abbreviate the davening. Now the Brisa adds, Hayakori b'Torah v'nisker shu balkari. What if you're in the middle of reading the Torah and you realize that you're balkari? Eino mafsik va'ola el megamgim v'korei. So you shouldn't stop and cut it short right there. Rather megamgim v'korei. So what does megamgim mean? So we have such a lashon when the Gemara tells us v'shinant v'levnecha that it's altigam. When someone asks you in Torah, altigamgim v'tomer lo el yomer lo miyad. That it should be fluent and you shouldn't stumble and you shouldn't. But that's not how Rashi says over here. Megamgim Rashi says b'merutza, that el megamgim v'korei means read it very, very quickly. Just go through. If you have to finish the Kriyas HaTorah, presumably we're talking about a Balkari over here, so go as quickly as you can to get through it. Rameir Omer ein Balkari Rashi Likros Petori Yosem Megum Pesukim. Rameir says, no, reading quickly doesn't change anything. You're still reading the same amount of words. He says, no, we have a set amount that you're allowed to read while you're still Balkari. Up until 3 Pesukim, more than 3 Pesukim, you're not allowed to read as a Balkari. Tanya Idach, we have another brisa though. Hayomid b'sfila v'roa tzoa kenegdo. Person is davening and they see tzoa there. They see excrement there. So again, this sounds like something that's not halacha l'maisa at all, but it actually does become halacha l'maisa for I have a lot of talmidim who work in Camp Hask over the summer. So this is very halacha l'maisa. Their campers aren't toilet trained, and they have to deal with these kinds of situations all the time. Or for people who have young children in their houses, who have babies, who have dirty diapers. So this does come up all the time. So let's say a person is in the middle of davening, there's tzoa kenegdo. So mahalich lefanavach yizrekena lachor of dal ramos. He should walk in the middle of a shmona esrei, walk until it's 4 ramos behind him. Vatayni letztadin, but then we have another brisa that says it could be off to the side, that it doesn't have to be behind you. Lo kasha hada efshar, hada lo efshar. If it's possible to get it behind you, that's much, much better. But if there's no room to have it 4 ramos behind you, so then off to the side is also okay. Hayim espalel matza tzoa b'mkoma. Let's say you're davening, and then you realize after you davening that there was tzoa there the whole time while you're already davening. So Rabba aval pi shechata tefilah so tefilah. So Rabba says, we find it afterwards. Rabba says, even though you sinned, you shouldn't have davened without checking first to see if there's tzoa around. But still, the tefilah is a good tefilah. Maskefle Rava va zevach rishoim toeva. So asks Rava, wait a second. If you did something wrong by not checking, doesn't that make your tefilah a zevach rishoim? Zevach is a karban, but tefilos are keneget midim tiklum. Tefilos are like a carbon. So doesn't this make it a toeva? Elo amarava hoil v'chata afal pisha espalot filasa toeva. So Rava says, no, what we mean to say is, since you sinned, even though you daven, the tefillah is a toeva. Says Tosos, vavimu uvas lo yuchaliskon. And it's something that you can't fix. It's a toeva and there's no way to go back and fix it. It's done. Your tefillah was a bad tefillah. There's nothing you could do about it. V'ri piresh diachsav yispalel. But the Ri says, of course there's something you could do about it. Daven again. The first tefillah wasn't a good tefillah at all. So daven again. So what's the svar of this machlokas? Whether you're chozer mispal or you're not chozer mispal. Machlokas 2 days in Tosos. The Gemara says beferish of tefillah toeva. So the chorot should be the same din as other places where tefillah toeva. Where else we have tefillah toeva? If a shikr davens, if someone who's drunk davens, tefillah toeva, the tefillah doesn't count and He has to daven again. That's how it says in Tosfos Nerev in Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph about a shikur that you got to daven again. Tefilas HaToev means you didn't daven, so you daven again. So Salvejik has the following beer. The Rambam Paskins in the fifth parak of Hilchos Korban Pesach Halacha Zayin. Let's say you have a katan who becomes bar mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So do you have to do? Is he chayiv in Pesach Sheni? Says Rambam Chayavon Lasos Pesach Sheni. However, v'imshachtu alav barishon. Potter. If he was included in a Pesach Rishon, then he doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni. Asks the Kesef Mishnah, when he's a Katan, he's not a Bar Chiyuva. So what that they counted him on the Pesach Rishon? He wasn't a Bar Chiyuva, he doesn't get a Kiyum Mitzvah for the Pesach Rishon. Why would that take away the Chiyuv of Pesach Sheni just because he was counted on Pesach Rishon? So Rav Salvejik quotes from his grandfather, from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim explains that even though a Katan cannot be Mekayim a Mitzvah of Korban Pesach, but nevertheless, the Cheftza shel Korban Pesach is Karav Avuro. The Cheftza of Korban Pesach is brought on his behalf, and it counts as his Korban Pesach. Mitzvah? No. Kiyum? No. But did he bring Korban Pesach? Yes. He just didn't get the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And the fact that he brought a Korban Pesach already means that he's ineligible for Pesach Sheni. Meaning what comes out is that there's two dinim in Hakravas Korban. There's the Kiyum mitzvah of Hakrava, and then there's the Chalos din Maisa Hakravas Cheftza Shal HaKorban. There's the din of, you brought a Korban. Whether you're Mekayim mitzvah with it is a different story, but you brought a Korban. A Katan who was Makrav a Pesach, there's no Kiyum mitzvah, but the Maisa Hakrava was definitely chal. So says Rav Salvechik, maybe the same is true by tefillah. Of all the things to quote over here, Zevach Rishon Toeva, the Gemara Dafka draws a link over here between tefillah and korban. So maybe you could say the same thing is by tefillah. There's a kiyum mitzvah tefillah, and then there's a maisa tefillah of cheftza shel tefillah, that you davened even without the kiyum mitzvah necessarily. A person davens in a place where there's tzoa, tefillah sa toeva. So maybe that means the guy is not mekayim his mitzvah of tefillah, but nevertheless, he did a Maisa of Tefillah. And if that's the case, we can understand the Svar of Tosfos very well. You can't daven again. Davening again is for someone who hasn't davened. You did daven. You just weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tefillah. And therefore, it's a Me'uvas Lo Yuchal Liskon. It's something that's unable, that you're unable to fix. But that's only when you misspelled Makom Tzoa, where at least it's a Cheftza Shel Tefillah. A Shikr who davened, it's not even a Cheftza Shel Tefillah. He has no Kavana. He has no idea that he's on with the Pnei Makom. He doesn't have any ability to even engage in the concept of Tefillah. So then there was no Tefillah at all. It's not even a Maisa Tefillah. So over there, it's no question that the Shikr is going to have to go and daven again. That's where Salvation explains these two Deos in Tosos. The previous Tosos just also points out, when we say that it's Zevach Rishom Tueva, that Pirushri did Dafka Makom Shayyah, if you go to shul and you daven and it turns out that in the shul there was tzoa afterwards, that's not your fault. Who's supposed to expect that there's tzoa in shul? It's a place where you should have expected it. You're davening, you have young children at home that are still in diapers and you're davening in their bedroom or something. So then, okay, you really should have checked. You should have known a little bit better than to daven. But otherwise, it wouldn't be a toeva if you had no reason to assume that there's any tzoa around. So two dots at the bottom of the page, two lines from the bottom. Tan Rabbanan, Hayomid b'tfilo mayim shosin al brechav. If a person is davening and then he realizes that he lost control of his bladder and there's urine going down his legs, so he should stop until he finishes urinating, and then he should go back and finish davening. So the Heichal Choser, where does he go back to finish? So Machlokas Amorayim, whether he goes back to the beginning of davening or he just goes back to the place where he stopped. So maybe this is the Machlokas. Maybe they're not only arguing about it has nothing to do with urinating, it has nothing to do with being Matil Meiraglayim. Their issue is that you stop in the middle of your tefillah. So the machlokas is when you stop in the middle of your tefillah for the amount of time that it would take to finish the entire tefillah, do you go back to the beginning or do you not go back to the beginning? Just like we have such a din by Kriya Shema that if Shah Kedei Ligmar Skula Chozel Rosh by Kriya Shema, so maybe that's what they're arguing about, whether you have a similar din of tefillah. It's all a din of Shehiyah. It has nothing to do with Meiraglayim. So I'm Ravashi. Ravashi says that if that were the case, Hai Im Shaha Im Lo Shami Bailei, we wouldn't have said, if there's Mei Raglayim, that you stop Ad Sheyichlu, and then you're chos. No, we would say, how long you paused, how long were you not davening for it? If it were, and we would have made it about that, but we don't emphasize that at all. Must be that everyone agrees that if you pause for long enough to finish the entire tefillah, chaz the rosh, you'd go back to the beginning. They're talking about a case where you did not pause for long enough to have finished the entire tefillah. One shita is that the gavra is dechuya from the tefillah, and therefore he's not ra'ui for the tefillah, so his tefillah doesn't count. And the other opinion is that the gavra is ra'ui for tefillah, even though he was urinating, and therefore his tefillah does count. What does that mean? The gavra is not ra'ui, the gavra is ra'ui. What are they arguing about? So Rashi says, gavra dechuya, who is not talking about while he's urinating, it means even before he began urinating. While he's urinating, he's not davening. He stops. But it was even before he was urinating, he was not roi for davening. Because if a person has to go to the bathroom that badly, it's going to be the next halacha the Gemara gets into. A person has to go to the bathroom that badly, he's not allowed to daven. So he's dachli humi l'spalel. So whatever he davened is not a tefillin, he's chos al rosh. But the other opinion says, even though he's unable to wait until he's mesayim his tefillah, his tefillah is still roi. Whatever he davened before he went to the bathroom still counts as a tefillah, even though he had to go to the bathroom at that time. That's how Rashi understands the chilukah of the Gemara. The Rush has a different understanding. The Rush writes that Vachmeiskin B'dol Shabab Kamifli Mar Savar Gavra Dachlihu V'Lakach Yachsel Rosh V'Lo Dami L'Mahalich B'Mavuos Hamatunafos Dami L'Kaman Shechozel L'Makom Shapasak Hechadol Shaha. That this is not like when you're walking in a dirty place where you go back to the place where you stopped if you didn't pause for long enough. Because by Mavuos Hamatunafos, when you're in a dirty place, doesn't Gavra Lav Dachlihu. The problem wasn't in the person, Elisha Makum Gorem. The problem was in the place that you happen to be standing. Over here, the problem's in the Gavra. The man himself is urinating. So since the man himself is doing something that makes him ineligible for tefillah, that ruins it all, and that for sure you'd have to go back to the beginning. That's one cheetah. Umar Savar Gavra Chazi Yuda Filu B'Shah Shamayim Shosinu Royalist Falu Vasra Tar Meraglayim El Kenegara Amud V'Shoseis V'Lo Chashav Kenegara Amud Avrabanan Uda Ach Merechat Lai Hava Omid B'Tefillah. That really this is only a din Derabanan, that Midar Raisa one would be permitted to daven when there is urine trickling down his legs, and therefore it would it's not a problem in the gavra per se, and the gavra is allowed to, and therefore you're allowed to continue pick up the tefillah from where you left off. That's how the Rush understands, slightly different than Rashi's understanding. Parenthetically, we discussed tzoa, so the halacha is that if the tzoa is covered, if it's covered in a bag, let's say, then a person is allowed to daven in front of it. Probably even if it's wrapped up well in a diaper, then a person is allowed to daven in front of it, provided that you don't smell anything. But if there's smell, that's a separate issue. You're not allowed to daven in a place that it smells, even if the tzoa happens to be covered up. The Gemara is going to discuss, we're going to have a sugya later, about tzoa ba'ashashis. If you have tzoa in a glass container. So glass container is probably lav dafka glass. It could mean any type of container. Alright, so we'll get to that. Says Gemara now, first wide line. Tanu Rabbanan. Hanitzrach l'nekavav. A person has to go to the bathroom. Al yispalel, should not daven. V'mispalel tefillah satueva. And if he davens when he has to go to the bathroom, his tefillah satueva. Amra zid v'itev Rav Yehuda l'shanu l'shen yachal lishos ba'atzmo. Avam yachal lishos ba'atzmo tefillah satefillah. That's only if he couldn't hold himself in. But if he's able to hold himself in, then his tefillah is perfectly fine. Vad kama, what do you mean hold himself in? For how long? Everyone can hold himself in for some amount of time. Obviously, if he's davening now, he's able to hold himself in for some amount of time. Some of Sheshazad Parsa. He has to be able to hold himself in up until a parsa. Now, if you're able to hold yourself in up until a parsa, does that mean it's mutal chachila to daven like that? Or is that only a din b'diyevet? So the Rush quotes that the girsa of the Rif is, avul miyachal lamur al atzmo, mutar. If you're able to hold yourself in ad parsa, then it's mutar. However, the Rush says, v'li nira, afal pi diyachal lamur al atzmo, kibon sarukh l'nekavav, eino mutar l'chachila. He says, I think even if you're able to hold yourself in, but if you need to go to the bathroom, it's not mutar l'chachila until you try to go to the bathroom. And only then can you daven. So it's machlokas between the Rif and the Rush. The Rif apparently had this different girsa, girsa that it says mutter, that it's mutter lechadchila. Ika demashla masnisa, the end of the fourth wide line, Ika demashla masnisa, bemedvar mumurum kshen yachalam alatzmo, avim yachalam alatzmo tfila so tfila. That's only when he's not able to hold himself in, but if he is able to hold himself in, tfila so tfila, not mutter. His tfila is still a tfila, it still counts, still a good tfila. Vad kama, amravzid ad parsa. How much until the parsa? What was the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon? It's just Ika demasnila amasnisa, that in the bamedvar mamurim was in the actual text of the Tana itself and was not just a memra of Rav Zvid the Amora. That's all. But otherwise, it's the same exact halacha. Amr Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amr Rabbi Yonasan and Nitzach l'nekav v'areze lo yispalel mishum shnemar hikol nikros alukach liYisrael. If a person has to go to the bathroom, we should not daven because the pasuk says hikol nikros alukach liYisrael that you should prepare yourself to daven. One of the ways to prepare yourself to daven is make sure that you don't have to go to the bathroom. V'amr Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amr Rabbi Yonasan ma'idich siv shmar raglecha kasher teilech al beis alukim. What does the pasuk mean when it says watch over your legs when you go to the house of Elohim? When you go to Hashem's house, so we're going to have two pshatim in this pasuk. The first one has nothing to do with our sugya. The second one has everything to do with our sugya. So shmar atzmecha shelo techta. First pshat is that pasuk means you should guard yourself, meaning be careful not to sin. V'im techta have a karban lefanai v'karav l'shmoa. And if you do sin, then bring a karban and have a karav l'shmoa and be ready to do tshuva when you bring the karban, and it's going to be wonderful. So Amar Rava have a karav l'shmoa. Divrei Chachamim. What does Karav Lishma mean? It means be Karav Lishma, Divrei Chachamim, Shem Chotim Mevim Karban, Va'osim Tshuva, that if you do an Avera, you bring a Karban and you do Tshuva. Mata Saksilim Zevach, the Pasuk continues. Right, the Pasuk is, Shema Raglecha Kasher Telech Lebes Alkim, V'Karav Lishma. So we just darshan V'Karav Lishma means be Karav Lishma, Divrei Chachamim. Then the next phrase in the Pasuk is, Mita Saksilim Zevach. So what's that? Alti Kiksilim Shechotim. Don't be like a fool who sins and brings a korban without ever doing tshuva. And then pasuk continues, "Ki enam yodim lasos ra," because they don't know how to do evil. So what it says in that last phrase doesn't fit. What do you mean they don't know how to do evil? Ihachi tzadikim ninhu. Then they're tzadikim. They're not rishayim if they don't know evil. Ela alti kiksim shechotim mvim korban veinam yodim imalatovim mvim imalarayim mvim. No, what it's saying is, don't be like a wicked person, like a fool who sins and brings a korban, but has no idea if they're bringing the carbon for a mitzvah that they did, for an avera that they did. They don't even understand the whole mashmalus of the carbon, that it's there for a kapara, for a particular avera. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bein tov l'ra einam avchinim. They can't even tell the difference between tov and ra. Ve'im avim, carbon lefanai. And these people are going to bring carbon to me. People who don't know the difference, literally don't know the difference between good and evil. How could such people bring carbon? The Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains, how does this fit einam yodim lasos ra? How does einam yodim lasos ra means they don't know the difference between tov and ra. Sounds like it means they don't know how to be oser ra. So he says you find the word la'asos sometimes means to fix. He says you find that in Shas. Va'asasa tziparna. That va'asasa tziparna means a woman fixes her fingernails. She makes it better. She fixes it up. So inam yadam lasos ra. They don't know how to be osa ra. They don't know how to fix ra. Why don't they know how to fix ra? Because they don't realize that you're bringing korban for something that they did bad. That's the mashmos over here. That's how Rabbi Yaakov Emden reads it back into the pasuk. Back in the Gemara now. Ravashi v'item Rabbi Chanin bar Papa Amar Shemar nekvecha b'shasha talmid b'tfila lefanai. A different pshat in the pasuk. That when the pasuk says Shemar raglucha kasher teilech al beis alukim, nothing to do with korbanos, nothing to do with making sure you don't sin. No, it means guard over the holes of your body from where you go to the bathroom at the time that you're omid b'tfila. Tan Rabbanan nichnas beis hakisei. If person. So that's the end of that drasha. Now a new issue. So that was all about davening when you have to go to the bathroom. Now we're going to discuss, let's say you have to go to the bathroom and you're wearing tefillin. People used to wear tefillin all day. So not every bathroom had cubbies outside where you could put the tefillin in the locker and have them safely put there. So what do you do with your tefillin while you're going to the bathroom? So Tan Rabbanan nichnas beis hakisei cholit tefillin tefilav barachuk dalet amos v'nichnas. If a person is going to the bathroom, he takes off his tefillin 4 amos away and then he goes into the bathroom. Amra v'achabarafun amra v'sheisha shloshan al beis hakisei kavua al beis hakisei arai cholitz v'nifna li'altar. That's only by beis hakisei kavua they have to take the tefillin off 4 amos away. But in beis hakisei arai you could take the tefillin off right there and go to the bathroom right away. Cholitz v'nifna li'altar. Rashi says holding the tefillin in your hands. You don't even need to put them down 4 amos away. So you just hold the tefillin in your hands. What's the definition of beis hakisei kavua versus beis hakisei arai? So Rashi says Besa Kisei Kavua means that there's Soa there. And all the Bate Kisol Shebe Gemara Al Pnei Asada Heim Belo Chafira. They didn't dig into the ground. It was just out there in the field. So there was Soa all over the place. It was disgusting. But Besa Kisei Arai means Shezem Maskel Achshav Lasosa Besa Kisei. That you're the first one to turn this place into Besa Kisei. So when you go there, there's no Soa there yet. So that's the difference between Besa Kisei Kavua and Besa Kisei Arai. So a number of the contemporary poskim discuss, what about our bathrooms? Even in a place where it's been used before, there's no tzoa there, because when you flush, it goes and it's gone. And not only that, the area is not designated only for going to the bathroom. The area is also designated for showering, it's designated for whatever, your wife to put on makeup, for washing your hands, for washing up your face, whatever. It's designated for a lot of different things. So maybe a beis hakisei bizman hazeh, according to many poskim, would have slightly different halachas. Doesn't mean that you should go in wearing your tefillin, doesn't mean you can make brachos there, but for instance, the halachas in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do netilas yadayim in a beis hakisei. So maybe for suda, let's say there's no other place to wash. Is there makam lahakal that you could wash in beis hakisei and make the bracha outside of the beis hakisei? Some according to some poskim, there's makam lahakal on that issue in our types of beis hakisei. We'll see later in the Masechta that there's some more discussion on this topic. Shuyotze back in the Gemara, Shuyotze marking dal ramos manichin mibnesha asal beis hakisei kavua. Now even by the beis hakisei right, where you're allowed to go right into the beis hakisei, then holding the tefillin in your hands, when you go out, now you've made it into a beis hakisei because now you've gone to the bathroom there, so you can't put the tefillin back on until you go 4 amos away. What if you're going into a beis hakisei kavua, but you're only going to urinate? You're not going to defecate. So what's the halacha then? Are you allowed to have the tefillin together with you in that beis hakisei? So Ravina Shari Rav Adbar Masna Aser Machlokas Amoraim Asu Shailu Al Rava. So they went and they asked Rava the Shaila. Amlu Aser Cheshin and Shami Yifne Behen VaAmri La. Rav says it's usher either because of a concern that you might come to defecate also. A person might come to go to the bathroom b'gedolim also, even though he only went with the intention of ketanim, he might do gedolim also. And some say no, shami yafiyach ben, that he might pass gas even as he's only doing ketanim. Says Tosos, why are we only worried about this in beis hakisei kavua? Why not in beis hakisei arai that we should be worried about these same concerns? Tosos says v'dafka beis hakisei kavua chashin and shami yifne ben al beis hakisei arai. Because in Beis HaKisei Kavua, it's a makam that's made for that. So it's a makam that's made for Gedolim. So even though you only went there for Ketanim originally, we're still concerned that you might go and do Gedolim there as well. But in Beis HaKisei Arai, it's not made for Gedolim. So we're not going to be afraid that you're going to change your mind. The modern example of that would be a urinal. A person's by a urinal, you don't have to worry that maybe he's going to change his mind and do Gedolim by the urinal, because it's simply not made for that. There's no reason to assume that would be a problem. Tiny Yidach, back in the Gemara, we have another Brice and Nichon. Basically, say Kavua Cholitz Filu Brach Dal Ramos Menichon Bechalon Hasamal Chorushas Rab Menichnas. If a person has to go to Basically, say Kavua, take off your tefillin 4 amos away and leave it in a window of the wall. The walls had holes in them and these crevices in them, so put it in the wall on the Rishas Rabim side of the wall, not on the Basically side of the wall. Shu Yotze Marknet Dal Ramos Menichon Diver Beishamei. And then when you leave, make sure you're 4 amos away from the Basically and put the tefillin back on. Beisil says you could hold the tefillin in your hand the whole time and go in. Rabbi Kiva or Oksan Bibigdo v'nichnas. Rabbi Kiva says hold them in your beged. Bibigdo salpadaitach zimin mishli lu v'nafli. What do you mean hold them in your beged? They could fall right out of your beged. You just put them in your shirt. Your shirt could unravel and will come right out. Eleima Oksan Bibigdo ubiyado v'nichnas. No, it means put them in your shirt, wrap them in your shirt, and then hold your shirt in your hand. Hold that part of your shirt in your hand so that it's held on securely. Umanichin but says Basil, different than we said before, or says Rabbi Kiva, don't put them in the holes in the wall near the Rishas Rabim. Put them in the holes in the wall near the Beis HaKisei. Why not? Because we're afraid someone is going to pass by and take it, and it's going to be Yavali Dechshad. Now, this line doesn't really read straight, because what do we say? That Rabbi Kiva holds, put them in your beged and hold them with your hands in your beged. And then when you put them in the wall, make sure it's on the Beis HaKisei side of the wall, not the Rosh Hashanah side of the wall. I'm not putting them in the wall. I'm holding them in my hands in the beged. So the Tzlach just explains, Pashup Pshar in the Gemara. It means if you're not able to be Ochez B'Begadav for whatever reason, and you need to put them somewhere, don't put them in the wall. Even as a B'Dievet, I don't say what Beis Shammai says Rabbi Kiva. Even as a B'Dievet, don't put them in the wall, Samuch L'Rosh Hashanah, put them in the wall, Samuch to the Beis HaKisei. Why not the wall, Samuch L'Rosh Hashanah? Chashad. It's going to lead to chashad. What kind of chashad? So, Maisa b'Talmud Echad, there was a story with a Talmud sheniach tefillin b'charim smukum rosh hasarabim ubasas on achas and a taltan. He put his tefillin innocently in the wall that samuch to the rosh hasarabim, and a zona comes and takes them ubasal beis medrash va'amra ru'u man nasli ploni b'schari. And she came to the beis medrash and she said, "I'm a zona, and one of the talmidim in this yeshiva took me up on my services, and this is the schar. This is what he gave me as payment for the znus." So it was a double. Not only that he enlisted the services of a zona, but that's what he used for payment, his tefillin. So kivin shesham also Talmud when kach ol rosh hagag v'nafal umeis. When the Talmud heard that, he was so distraught that his whole reputation was going to be ruined, his life was destroyed. He went up to the roof and he committed suicide. That's what it sounds like. Ol rosh hagag v'nafal umeis. His son Shar Mitzan Balach, he says, doesn't say vihipal atzmo. It says v'nafal, that he fell. So maybe it means that he went to the rosh hagag to clear his mind and to get some fresh air, and he was so caught up in his machshavos and his worry that he walked right off the roof and he fell to his death. That is not the Pasha Pshat at all. The Gemara, when it talks about people committing suicide, says Al Rosh Hagag V'Nafal Umeis. It's a Lishna Ma'aliyah. You don't like to say that Hipel Atzmo. I think that's the Lashon the Gemara has in the beginning of Bava Basra, when the Gemara tells the story of the last remnant of the Beis Chashmonai who, when the servant rebelled and killed out the whole household except for her because he wanted to marry her. So it says, I think also, that she went up to the Rosh Hagag and she shouted, anyone who ever says that they're from the Beis Chashmonai is a liar because I'm the last one from the Beis Chashmonai, the Nuflo Meis, and she fell and died. What? She just happened to fall after she said, I'm the last one and I'm not here anymore. No, it means that she jumped. I think that's the Lashon the Gemara generally uses. So at that time they made a takana, you know what, maybe you shouldn't leave your tefillin where people can take them because the zona might take them. So better just hold them in your hand, wrapped in a bag and go into the Basically, you say that way. They used to originally leave the tefillin in the holes near the on the Beis HaKisei side of the wall. Problem was there were achbarim that would come and take them. So then they decided, okay, put them in the holes on the wall on the side of the Rosh Hashanah where there are less achbarim. The Beis HaKisei was disgusting. There were achbarim running around, it's all over the place. Put them in the other side, achbarim won't take them. But then the problem was people who were passing by would take them. So they made the takana. Best thing is Rabbi Kiva Zeitza to put him, hold him in your hand, wrap it. Well, over here it doesn't say a beged, but wrap him, put him in your hand and go in that way, holding on to them. You should wrap him up like a sefer. Put him in your right hand, connected your heart. As long as the ritzua doesn't extend out one tefach outside of your hand, the ritzua cannot be exposed. The tefach of your ritzuos cannot be exposed. Why not? Says Rashi, sheish b'kedusha. Shari behenu koshran, u'bekesher nir abas yasur kumindalis. He says, because you use the ritzuos to tie your tefillin, and then he adds, and by the way, with our ritzuos, we make the letter dalit al shemachos miyos shel shakai. That is one of the letters of Shakai that we make with the Ritzuos of the Tefillin. What's Rashi adding by that line? I get it. You tie your tefillin with it, so it has kedusha. So probably what Rashi is referring to over here is that there is a chiluk that the Gemara makes in Maseches Megillah between tashmishe kedusha and tashmishe mitzvah. Let's say a lulav is tashmishe mitzvah. What do you do when you're done with a lulav? You throw it in the garbage. You should throw it in a kavadik away, but you don't have to put it in geniza. Tefillin, when they're done, you have to put them in geniza. It's not good to you have to bury them. You can't just throw them out. What's the difference between tashmishe mitzvah and tashmishe kedusha? So writes in Eretz Tzvi, B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik, that Tashmishei Mitzvah are things that do not have any Ksav Shel Torah on them. It has nothing to do with Ksav Shel Torah. It's used for a mitzvah. Tashmishei Kedusha are items that have actual Ksav Shel Torah. Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, anything that has actual writing of a Sefer Torah, that's Tashmishei Kedusha. How are Ritzus Tefillin, Tashmishe Kedusha? Says Rashi, there's Ksav of Torah and Ritzus of Tefillin also. Because you make the Shin, the Dalit, you use the Ritzus to form the letters, and that makes it Ksav. So that makes it Ksav Shel Torah. Mela, it rises to the level beyond Tashmishe Mitzvah of Tashmishe Mitzvah are allowed in the bathroom. A talis is tzitzis on Tashmishe Mitzvah. You're allowed to wear tzitzis. Okay, our minute is we remove a talis before we go into the bathroom. But tzitzis you're allowed to wear into the bathroom. You're allowed to have Tashmishe Mitzvah in the bathroom. It has to be Tashmishe Kedusha for it to be a problem. So the only way to take care of the tefillin, the only way to explain why the Ritzuos are a problem is to explain that the Ritzuos in one way or another are Tashmishe Kedusha. I'm convinced that that's Pshat and Rashi. Amrav Yaakov Barach, Amrav Zera. Loshan ol sheish shuhus biyom lelavshan. But this is only, this idea of wrapping it up and holding it by your heart is only in a situation where you're going to be able to put your tefillin back on after you go to the bathroom. Aval ein shuhus biyom lelavshan. But if you're not going to be able to put them back on afterwards because it's already going to be nighttime, so then you make a bag for it that's the size of a tefach, and you put them in that. Very similar. If it's daytime, which means you're going to be able to put the tefillin back on, so then wrap them up like we said and hold them. But if it's nighttime, where you're not going to be able to put them back on, so make a bag that's a tefach and put them in that. That's only if it's a kli that's designated, it's miyuchad for tefillin. But if it's a kli that's not the kli, that's when you need a tefach. When it's a kli that's designated for tefillin. But if it's a kli that's not designated for tefillin, then even pachos mitafach, because then it's going to be enough of a chatitza, enough of a separation that you're putting it in some other kli. If it's in a tefillin bag, it looks like tefillin. So in order to make it separate from the bathroom, it has to be at least a big bag to have a tefach of space separating from the rest of the room. You have a similar idea when it comes to tumas ohel, that normally in order to stop tumas ohel, you need an ohel of a tefach. You need a kli that's a tefach of airspace. But if it's but pachim katanim, can be matzil ba'ol ameis, as long as they're wrapped around well, even though they don't have a tefach, it's still be chotzit. So you do have this idea that even something less than a tefach can be an interposition. Vam Rabba, three lines from the bottom of the page now. Vam Rabba, Rabbanan Kiav Azlin, Vasra Rabbi Yochanan, when we used to follow Rabbi Yochanan around Kiav Abayi, the Meil Abayi Sakisei, Kiav Anachitzef for Dagad Tavi Yavlan. So when he had to go to the bathroom and he was holding his Agadat Asfarim, so he would ask us to hold them while he went into the bathroom. Kiav Anachitzef in Lava Yavlan, but when he was holding his tefillin, he wouldn't give us his tefillin to hold. Amar hol v'sharnu rabbanon ninatran. He said, you know what? If the rabbanon are going to allow me to go into it, to go into the bathroom with the tefillin, then I'd rather go into the bathroom with the tefillin because ninatran. What does ninatran mean? Rashi says yishmeruni. Achnisam yimiv yishmeruni min amazikin. The tefillin are going to guard me from mazikin, and meaning if I'm allowed to have tefillin with me, I want tefillin with me because tefillin offer a certain amount of protection. Tamidi Rabbi Yonah have a different girsa. Hol v'shoy rabbanon lo nitrach, which means if I'm allowed to go in with my own tefillin, I don't want to be matriach my talmidim that they should have to guard my tefillin for me. Also an important mussar, that you, when do you put other people out? When do you ask for favors from other people? When there's no other choice. If there's any other halachic choice, so then you don't go around asking other people for help, asking being matriach other people to do things for you. V'yesh sarm shagos noso l'natran. He says, but some have the girsa that guards me, and he says within that girsa there are two pshat, and there's Rashi's pshat that the tefillin will guard me, but he says no, maybe it means Ashmaro Samani Ba'atzmi, that I want to guard my tefillin. I don't trust anybody else to guard my tefillin, so since I'm allowed to go in with them, so I want to be the one guarding them. So those are the three possibilities. Rashi's Pshat, then you have the idea that he didn't want to be Matriach as Talmidim, and the third possibility that it was about guarding, but about that he wanted to guard his tefillin, not that he wanted his tefillin to guard him. When we used to follow Rav Nachman, when he was holding Sfarim of Agadita, Yavlan, he would give them to us to hold for him when he went to the bathroom. The same idea. A person shouldn't hold tefillin in his hand, Sefer Torah on his arm, and daven. So that we're quoting this brisa for the second part of the brisa, but just a moment on that. That you're not supposed to daven holding a Sefer Torah in your hand. So l'chora pashtus is this is talking about Shmon Esrei. That the point is that you shouldn't daven Shmon Esrei. It's going to ruin your kavanah if you're too focused on not dropping the Sefer Torah and holding holding on to the Sefer Torah. Nevertheless, the Poskim write this din by Kriya Shema, by Pesukei Dezimra, even by Yukim Purkan. The Mishnah Brura says in Siman Tzadi Vav, Sifkat and Beis, that Umutur Hashatz Lahachzika Sefer Torah B'yodo B'Shabbos Kesha Omer Yukim Purkan. The Shliach Tzibur is allowed to hold the Sefer Torah when it says Yukim Purkan. The Kimetsha Kavanaso Oz L'Spalel Alomde Torah Alkein Machzika Sefer Torah B'yodo V'lo L'Shem Shmira. He says the point is, since at that point you're davening for Lomde Torah, it doesn't hurt your kavana, it enhances your kavana. It's a prop for the tefillah that you're davening for Lomde Torah, so you're holding the Torah will help the tefillah. It's like, he says, lulav bizmano, that you're holding lulav in your hand at the time that you're saying halal. That's how you're being mahalal Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the lulav, that the lulav is symbolic of the tefillah, becomes a part of the tefillah. And therefore, he says, v'chein mutu lahachzik b'shah Hashem avarchu machodesh. You could also be machzik the Sefer Torah at the time that you mevarich lechodesh, because it becomes part of the tefillah, it's part of what you're davening for. It's, you know, that you should have chayim shel Torah, chayim shel yir shamayim, everything the Torah represents is what you're davening for at the time that we're mevarich lechodesh. So you see that the poskim discuss this not only in regards to tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, but by other tefillahs as well. And any time you're going to be holding a Sefer Torah, you're going to need a reason why you're allowed to be holding a Sefer Torah during that tefillah. But the Brisa continues, v'lo yashem ben mayim, a person shouldn't urinate while holding this thing, v'lo yishan ben loshinas kev loshinas rai, nor should he go to sleep, either a long sleep or a short nap, when he's holding any of these things. Tamid Rabbi Yonah again asked Kasha, what do you mean? You can't sleep when you're when you have a Sefer Torah Bezroah, when you have tefillin biyado. Of course you can't sleep. You're not allowed to be masiach das in your tefillin. So of course, even a shinas arai, also masiach daito in your tefillin. B'shosh ha-misnam name, you're masiach das. So he says, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, mitoch divrei ramza lamanu tirutz l'davar zeh. Devadei hesach ha-das lo havi alek shomid b'kalus rosh u'b'schok. He says a big yisod. Hesach ha-das in tefillin doesn't mean that you're not allowed to think about anything, that you're not allowed to be doing anything else, you're not allowed to have your mind turned away from your tefillin for a moment. Hesach Hadas means you shouldn't have inappropriate thoughts. It shouldn't be schok and kalos rosh. For a short nap, it's not going to be schok and kalos rosh. That's the definition of Hesach Hadas in tefillin. Okay, says the Gemara Vayit. Rama Shmuel, sakun mozukaru kikar harei lukiyotzi behen. Other items like a knife, money, a plate that's fragile, a kikar, a loaf of bread, are also similar similar to this. And Rashi explains, what does it mean it's similar to this? Similar to Sefer Torah, you're going to be very careful. You don't want them to fall. So since you're going to be so focused that they shouldn't fall, so it's going to ruin your kavana when you're holding any of these things. But it's dafka these things, and there's a reason why you're afraid for each of these things to fall. There is a gemara in Sukkah daf mem aleph that the Talmid Rabbi Yonah quote over here on daf yudal and beis bedape arif. The gemara says lulav mai. Let's start with lefarish lefizeh. So when it says lulav mai, are you allowed to hold the lulav? Says Rabbi Yonah, according to Rashi, what you have to say is that the shaila is, are we choshesh that you're going to be too careful with the lulav, that you're not going to want it to fall, and therefore you're going to be tarred and you're not going to be able to daven properly, or you won't be able to guard the lulav properly, or maybe chaviva le mitzvah mitocha chavivus lo yipol mimenu veinu tarer b'zeh. You love the mitzvah of lulav so much, it's not going to take too much brain power away to hold on to the lulav, because your chavivus gives you that extra energy to hold the lulav and remain focused on your tefillah. That's how you have to say the Gemara's shaila is by lulav, if you say like Rashi. But Rabbi Yonah says, I'm not convinced Rashi is correct that these examples are given Dafka. He says, maybe kikar maos lav dafka, urcha demilsa naka. These are things that people normally hold. Maybe there's nothing that you're supposed to hold during davening. A lulav is different because of chibuv mitzvah, where a mekel told the lulav. But maybe these are just a random list of items, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Vaitin the Gemara laskin ilai. Nama rav amrav sheshas las ilksa ki hamas nisa debe shamahi. We don't paskin ki hamas nisa, the brisa that says that you can't urinate with the tefillin because it's beishamei. Di beishila al hashra beisakise kavur shari beisakise arai mi bayi. Because beishila says that even beisakise kavur is permissible. So of course a beisakise arai would be permissible. Meisvei darm sheritati loch kan asarti loch kan. So wait a second, is that really true? We have this line that which I was a very a difficult line, very very vague line. That which I was matir for you here, I asked for you here. So my love tefillin. What does that line mean? Isn't it talking about tefillin? Yeah, bishlam beishila alifi. you say that we're assuming like Beis Hillel, hitati lach kan kavua, asati lach kan Beis HaKiseh Arai. That which we're matir in a Beis HaKiseh kavua, we aser in a Beis HaKiseh Arai. Eliyam Beis Shammai, halo shar v'lomide. So that would make sense with Beis Hillel, because at least Beis Hillel is matir something in a Beis HaKiseh kavua, so the question could make sense. Now granted, it seems backwards, that you could be matir something in a Beis HaKiseh kavua, and not in a Beis HaKiseh Arai, but at least you could start the sentence off okay. Beis Hillel is matir something in a Beis HaKiseh kavua. Beis Shammai is not matir anything in a Beis HaKiseh kavua. So why does the sentence even make sense? So no, maybe it's not about tefillin. It's about how much of your body you could expose when going to the bathroom. When a person goes to the bathroom, it could be megala, one tefach behind him, two tefachim in front of him. So another brayse says, behind him one tefach, in front of him not at all. Aren't they both talking about men? And one is talking about where he's making gadol, and the other where he's going katanim. V'tizbra, says Gemara, is that correct? If all he's doing is katanim, what does he need a tefach behind him for? It's all talking about gadolim. The different amount of space that he can expose depends whether it's a man or a woman. But if that's the pshat, when we say about this that this is a kal v'chomer that there is no tshuva to, meaning that you could ask on me a kal v'chomer that I can never respond to, so my ain lo of tshuva. What do you mean ain lo of tshuva? Darka demil sahachi. So we're just describing physically what a man needs to do when he goes to the bathroom, what a woman needs to do when they go to the bathroom. What kind of kal v'chomer could you ask on this? That's ain lo of tshuva. El lo tefillin. No, we must be talking about tefillin over here, and we're saying that which we allow in a beis hakiseh kavua, we don't allow in beis hakiseh arai. And if you want to ask a kal v'chomer on me, I'll never be able to answer it. But this is a tiyufta on Rava, Am Rav Sheshes, tiyufta. And it's a tiyufta on Rava, Am Rav Sheshes, who said that this all goes like the Shitas Beis Shammai. But Mikol Makom Kasha, Hasha Beis HaKiseh Kavua, Shari Beis HaKiseh Arai L'Kol Shkein. So what's the shayla of the Kal V'Chomer? That if in Beis HaKiseh Kavua something is mutter, tefillin is mutter, well, of course it should be mutter in a Beis HaKiseh Arai. Beis HaKiseh Arai is less chomer. So Achi Kamar, Beis HaKiseh Kavua, Delaka Nitzotzel Shari, Beis HaKiseh Arai, Deika Nitzotzel Asri. Now the reason why it's more Asr in Beis HaKiseh Arai is because there's Nitzotzos, that when a person urinates, it could splatter, so that could be very bad for the tefillin. Ihachi amai in love tshuva. Then why is there no tshuva to the kal v'chomer? You just gave the tshuva. That by the Beis HaKiseh Arai, there's Nitzotzos. Says Gemara, tshuva ma'al yasihi. A tshuva ma'al yasihi. Isn't that a great tshuva? Hachi kamar. Hamil sa tesla b'toros. Time of a tesla b'kal v'chomer. Diyasa b'toros kal v'chomer. Zeo kal v'chomer shem in love tshuva. Meaning, if you're going to look at it as which one is more chomer, which one is more kal, then it's a kal v'chomer shem in love tshuva. You have to look at the logic, at the mitzius of each type of Beis HaKiseh. This one has a certain mitzius, and this one has a different mitzius. And when you look at it from a realistic perspective, as opposed to from a chomer kal perspective, then of course there's a very, very good tshuva. Is this halacha l'maisa that a person is not allowed to expose more than a tefach when he goes to the bathroom? So there is a kaf achayim that quotes Ben Ishchai, that's only if there are no mechitzos in your Beis HaKiseh. If you go to a bathroom that doesn't have any walls around it, but if you're in a locked bathroom where you're surrounded by walls and no one can get in, that halacha won't apply. Rav Liashev says he would have liked to have seen that in Rishonim, meaning it's only in Achron that says before he'd be perfectly comfortable with that, but at least to know that Maramakom is out there. Obviously, we're not applying in a public bathroom, you know, with urinals, whatever, where you're not surrounded by mechitzos. Tan Rabbanan, Harotz L'Karnis Tzudas Keva, Mahalich Hasar Pam Dal Ramos, Dal Pam Yudam. If a person wants to go to the Sudas Keva and he's afraid that he's going to have to go to the bathroom during the meal, and Rashi says it's a genai to have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the meal, so if he wants to make sure he gets it all out before the meal, he should do some exercise. Walk 10 times 4 amos, 4 times 10 amos, and that will hopefully enable him to use the facility so that he won't have to during the meal. Rav Zilberstein points out that what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that it's a worthwhile investment of your time to save yourself the indignity. Even if it's going to cause bittul Torah or whatever else, it's a worthwhile investment of your time to do this, to save yourself any sort of indignity. Someone's going to a Suda's Keva, takes off his tefillin and then goes into the Suda. Rabbi Chiya said, just put it on the table. Until when? Up until the Zman of the Bracha, of Birch Samazon. So we have one brayso that says you could wrap the tefillin together in the same wrapping with your money, and another brayso that says you can't. V'lo kasha, it's not a stira. Hada azmeh, hada lo azmeh. The difference is where you mazmin that thing dafka to use, for tefillin. If the sudar was huzman for tefillin, then it's asr to put money in it also. But if it was not huzman for tefillin, if it wasn't designated as a tefillin bag, then it's mutter to put money in there. Damrav chista, hay sudu to tefillin, dasmi in the mitzvah be tefillin, sar be tefillin, asr le mitzvah be pshite. If you have something that was huzman for tefillin and you actually use it for tefillin, can't put any coins in there. Asmine velot sarbe, but if you were mazmin it for tefillin but you never actually used it, or tsarbe velo asmine, you used it but you never actually were mazmin it dafka to be used for tefillin, shari the mitzvah be zuze, then you're allowed to put money in there. Ula baye damar asmana milsihi asmine afka velot sarbe tsarbe yasmine yasir ilo asmine lo. But according to Abaye, who holds in general that asmana milsa, that even designating something for a certain use gives it that status, so as soon as you designate something as a tefillin bag, even if you never actually used it, already you're not allowed to put money in. If you didn't designate it, then it only matters if you already put tefillin in it, then you're not allowed to put any money in it. We'll pick up Ezra Shem from Bayou Minei tomorrow.